In Lesson 3, you will learn how to change your margins and how to center text. These commands are found on the on-screen menu. Do you have your practice file on the screen? If you exited WordStar and turned off your machine while you took a break, what do you do to get into your practice file? Yes, you must type WS at the A prompt. Log into Drive B by typing L and then B colon. Choose D to open a document file, then type in the name of the file you want to edit. Practice. When do you hit the return? Well, I know that when you were first learning to use the computer, it is very confusing knowing when to hit the return key. Sometimes you should, and sometimes you shouldn't. I'll let you in on my rule of thumb. If the keys I've pressed have not caused any action to take place, that includes disk drive movement, and the letters just seem to stay on the screen and stare at me, then I know I must hit return. Now that you have the main menu in front of you, I want you to look to the far right-hand side of it and notice the other menus that are available. That means there is a lot more help out there for you, and this is how you use those other menus. Hold your control key down, hit O, and pause. See how the on-screen menu replaces the main menu? You can see that the on-screen menu gives you choices to change margins and tabs, and virtually anything that is going to change the format or the look of your text, such as centering, double spacing, etc. If you change your mind about a command after retrieving one of the other menus on the screen, or the command you are looking for is not on that menu, then you simply press the space bar to return to the main menu. Try that now. Hit the space bar. Sure enough, there is the main menu again. Now let's say that you want Introducing WordStar Centered. Put the cursor on that line. Now type Control O. When the on-screen menu appears, look for Center Text. Yes, there it is, underline functions. Okay, type C. And in seconds, Introducing WordStar is centered. Pretty fancy, right? No more counting the letters in a title and backspacing from the middle. WordStar does it all for you. Next, we are going to change the margins. We'll make the left margin 12 and the right margin 56. Type Control O and choose L for left margin. Look where the cursor is flashing. WordStar is asking for the column number, so type 12 and press return. Do you see the change on the ruler line under the menu? Once you know the commands, there is no need to wait for the on-screen menu to be displayed. It only appears if you pause after typing the Control O. If L was our choice for left margin, then there's a good chance that R will be the choice for the right margin. This time, type Control O R. Visually following the cursor again, type in the number 56 when you are prompted to enter the column number for the right margin. Did you hit return? Very good. But now, what do we do to align our present text within the new margins? You guessed it. Place the cursor on the first word of each paragraph and type Control B. Do that. Did you have to hyphenate a word? If you make any corrections or format changes that you want to keep, you must save your file again. Right now, type Control K D. That's Control K D. That will save your file with the new margins and the title centered. You will end up at the opening menu. Are you ready to print your file? Be sure your printer is connected to the computer, plugged in, and turned on. From the opening menu, choose P to print. Remember, you do not need to do returns with commands from this menu. Type the name of your file, Practice. Next, hit the Escape key, which is located at the upper left-hand side of your keyboard. It is labeled with the letters ESC. When you hit the Escape key, you bypass all the print option questions in the print routine. Consult your manual, Chapter 9, page 20, for more information on print options, including the option to pause for paper change between pages when not using continuous form paper. Now turn off the tape until your printer is finished printing your file. Take a look at your printout. Remember that we set our left margin at 12? Notice that your text began printing at column 20. That is, if you had your paper lined up at column 1. That's because when WordStar sends a file to the printer, it sends a signal to offset 8 spaces before printing. Keep that in mind when you're setting your margins. Your new margin settings will stay in effect until you change them again, or until you exit WordStar. The margin defaults, meaning the margins automatically set when you first call up WordStar, are 1 and 65. You might want to refer to Chapter 7, page 19. That's Chapter 7, page 19 of your manual for all of your page defaults. Now let's review what was covered in this session. You learned that if you want to change your page formatting, such as margins, tabs, or line spacing, you would use commands from the on-screen menu. You experimented with changing your left margin using Ctrl-O-L and changing your right margin with Ctrl-O-R. You learned how easy it is to center text by using Ctrl-O-C. And you learned how to print your document. Do you remember that I said anytime you edit the document, you must save that file again to record the changes? Fine. Next, we will look at several different ways to save your document. You are at the opening menu. What is the command to open a document file? That's right, D. Now type in the name of your file, Practice. In Lesson 4, we will look at the Block menu and specifically cover various ways of saving files. Press Ctrl-K and pause to bring up the Block menu. You see that the first column of the menu is called Saving Files. The basic difference between the different selections is where you end up after you have saved. You have used Ctrl-KD to save your document and have ended at the opening menu. Save-Done is what your menu says. Ctrl-KD means you are finished with that file and are ready to perform another WordStar function, which might be printing that file or maybe opening another file. If you select S from the Block menu, the whole command being Ctrl-KS, WordStar will save your file and you will remain inside your document. Save and resume, the menu says. Ctrl-KS will return you to the top of your document and give you a prompt to type Ctrl-QP if you want to return your cursor to where it was when you saved the file. You would use this command if you were typing a lengthy document and wanted to save as you went along. Another way of saving your file would be Ctrl-KX. This command does exactly what it says on the menu. It saves and exits you from WordStar and returns you to the operating system. The last selection under Saving Files does not save your file. Ctrl-KQ abandons your file, leaving it unchanged. I'm sure you will find a use for this command, especially when you incorrectly type in the name of your file. If you call up a file and make changes, even something as simple as pressing the spacebar or changing one character, and then decide to abandon the file, you will be asked if you want to abandon the edited version of your file. You answer appropriately, typing Y for yes or N for no. Let's try editing and then abandoning the file. First, press the spacebar to return to the main menu. Now type your name wherever the cursor is positioned. Then type Ctrl K Q. Does a message appear? Choose Y, yes, abandon the file. Ctrl K Q will return you to the opening menu. There are three other menus that we have not reviewed during this quick start session. You may view them by simply typing the command shown on the main menu and pausing. The new menu will be displayed on the screen. Let me summarize what you will find on the other menus. The Help menu, Ctrl J, gives you further explanation about many WordStar functions. As you progress with WordStar, I think that you will find the Help menu on dot commands to be very useful. The Quick menu, Ctrl Q, gives you commands regarding quick cursor movements, quick deletions, as well as search and find and search and replace commands. After you have the basics of WordStar mastered, you will want to research these operations. The Print menu, Ctrl P, provides commands that are sent to the printer that create special effects, such as boldface printing, underscoring, superscripting, and subscripting, to name a few. Ultimately, it depends on the capabilities of your printer. Print the file named printtest that is on your WordStar disk. If you know that your printer is capable of producing special effects that the commands are not generating, then check to see that WordStar has been installed correctly. A specialty printer will not perform all of its functions if it is installed as a standard printer. How would you reinstall WordStar? You should ask your dealer for some help here. He will be able to supply you with any information you need to know when running the program WinStall. This is the end of your WordStar lesson. You have learned the basics of word processing. Good for you. Your WordStar training guide and your WordStar manual will provide information on advanced techniques not covered in this quick start tape. Consult them when you are ready to learn more. And remember, the secret of being an expert with any computer program is practice. So practice and practice, and you will soon be a master of word processing with WordStar.